The Green Jack guest line, we have our LISD Athlete of the Week in this morning with us, and it is...
Drum roll, please.
That's right. The from Blissfield High School, a Blissfield Royal Lady basketball player, Avery Collins. Avery, good morning and welcome inside the cave.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, congratulations once again on being the LISD Athlete of the Week. And it's been hard to look at your team and go Athlete of the Week, because a lot of times we have somebody that's scoring 30 or doing this, and you guys as a team, Avery, have been so consistent that not every week is everybody having outstanding numbers, because you've got such parity on this team that it's just a very well-balanced team, but no, like superstars on this team.
Yeah, it's definitely a very fun team to play on, because we have those numbers that step up when another player is down and that sort. Like, our team is very well, combined, and we have very good team chemistry. So, say one player is not playing good, the other will step up. And we understand that as a team.
Yeah, and that's a great thing when you have that kind of balance, across the board. It does make it nice if somebody's having an off night and letting somebody else step up, and just some outstanding games. I know you guys probably came into the season thinking that you were ready and have a good team this year, but are you surprised a little at some of the scores that you've had and how much difference in the scoring column has been between how much you've beaten teams by this year?
Yes, coming into the season, like you said, we knew we would probably have a good team, but then some of the outcomes of these games are really surprising. So I think that us as a team and our community and people that watch us the points we give up, our defensive pressure is really good, and that's one of the number one things we work on in practice lately is our defensive pressure, and the points we've given up is incredible.
And Avery, obviously you take a lot of pride in playing great defense. We had Coach Gilbert on the other day, and he talked about how you're kind of the point on the press, and obviously that is leading to you leading the county in steals. So tell us a little bit about your attitude when you're playing defense.
When I'm playing defense, I think of, get the team's offense, get that steal, get the ball, then either dish it out for an assist or look to score. Defense is definitely, what wins games. My dad has always been my, biggest coach since I've been little, and his number one thing is every defense wins games. So that's kind of my mindset when I go into every game. Defense first, then offense later.
Well, I think defense, it's more, it's attitude. I mean, you have to be strong-minded and wanting to play tough defense, and that's something that not everybody wants to do. But, I think, what you guys are doing, playing that tough defense, it leads to so much offense for you guys as well.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like as a team and as the point guard of this team, we get our energy off the defense we play. The defensive pressure, our bench goes crazy, our coaches go crazy, our fans go crazy, and then it just creates an amazing atmosphere for us as we're on the court playing, and the energy goes up, and then we're able to transition to offense and get points off of there.
Well, I know coming into this year, too, probably your biggest hurdle going in was going to be Columbia Central, and you've taken care of them a couple times.
Yes, that's definitely, our biggest competition of the season, because they've won the league four times in a row now. And so this year we were they're not having it a fifth time. We are going to be the league champs, and we are going to put it to them because they've won it four times and now this is our year. So our first time we played them, we were actually down and we started slow as a team. We went in the locker room and we came out as a different team in the second half, and we just started rolling. And then we got our team chemistry, and everything was rolling, everything was going our way, and we ended up winning by, I think, maybe 22. And then the second time we played them, it was at their place, and we just started fast. We wanted it. We had that defensive pressure, and our bigs down low did a fantastic job with their Zoe Bam, and then our guards up top had lots of pressure. Our bench energy was great. Our fans showed up with us. It was just a great game to play in, and win that game to feel good and get us a step forward to that league championship.
All right, Avery, we got to take a quick timeout for the sponsor, and hang on, and we'll be right back with you right after this message brought to you by LISD.
Are you heading to college in the fall? The Lenawee County Education Foundation wants to help. Visit www.lisd.us/scholarships and apply for scholarships today. Thanks to our donors, LCEF awards nearly $500,000 in college scholarships to local students each year. Get the support you need to pursue your higher education dreams. All applications and supporting materials are due February 28th, so get started today.
And welcome back inside the cave, Jeff Bowman, John Roberts, and our LISD Athlete of the Week from Blissfield Girls Basketball, Avery Collins. And Avery, the season's winding down a little bit, and you know, the districts are right around the corner. How are you guys preparing to finish up the season and then looking forward to district play?
As of right now, we're just working one game at a time because anything could happen. So right now we're focused on our next opponent, which is Ida, which will be tomorrow, and then we'll focus on the next game and the next game. We're going one game at a time, and then once districts come, we'll prepare for those teams. And we've started in practice to just go over, like, end-of-game situations just in case we might need them.
Well, I know Coach Gilbert's been around for a minute, and it's nice to have an experienced coach like that, and then to have the – you know, the team returning like you guys had. Who are some of the other, you know, players on this team that really helped you guys get some wins?
So we are pretty deep as a team, and that's why we're, like, having the numbers that we're having. So then we're guard stacked. We have our two seniors, which are both of our bigs, Sarah Bettis and Julia White. They do an excellent job down low. And then we also have Peyton Tennant and Addison Martinez to come off the bench to help us down low, and they do just as well of a job. And then the rest of our team is guards, and that's where we get our, like, defensive speed. So there's Avery Loudon and June Miller. They are the other two starters, as well as myself. And then we have freshman Lee Wyman. She comes off the bench and does an excellent job of running the point if I'm not in, playing the guard position. She could play down low. She kind of does everything. And then Macy Valsack and Natalia Wilson also come off the bench, and they do an excellent job when we need them in, like, in the game, or just if somebody's in foul trouble, they come in and just fill the role that they need to fill.
And one of the great things about having some games where the score isn't close is everybody does get to see some game action and gain that experience.
Yeah, for sure. So we have our starting five, and then usually Lee Wyman comes in, which is our freshman, and plays all around, and then Peyton Tennant. And then, like, towards the second half, based on how we've been playing, we're up, and then our second five gets to come in, and they get some good experience and playing time, and they've been doing really well during those times.
Well, and that's what really helps build a program. For one, it gives you guys a little bit of a break, but for two, you know, they're ready at any time, and then moving ahead after, you know, their season's coming up in the next few years, they're going to have a lot more experience than maybe some of the other, you know, freshmen or younger players because of the minutes that they've been able to play this year.
Yeah, that's for sure good for us because they get the playing time and experience, and so next year we'll probably be a shorter team because we won't have our two seniors that are – we call them the Twin Towers because they basically are. And then we will just, like, be a guard stack team, and we'll have our guards that have gotten experience this year to be ready to go next year, and hopefully we just run everybody out of the gym.
There you go.
Well, again, Avery, we appreciate very much your time, and congratulations again on your being awarded the Athlete of the Week, brought to you by LISD, and you know, good luck moving forward.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Once again, Avery Collins.
Yes. Congratulations to Avery Collins of Blissfield High School for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.
One of our better interviews.
Yes, she did a great job.
And also over the phone. Sometimes it's harder doing phone interviews.
Yeah.
And I want to give Avery a lot of props for that. That was very good.
That's often tough for some young kids to do, is to talk with people like us.
They've never met, exactly.
Not that we're bad people or anything, but they've just never met us.
Some of us here.
Well, and they have a big game at Ida.
Yeah.
You know, Ida's always well coached. We talked with Coach Gilbert the other day on the show.
Yep.
You know, and he has a lot of respect for the Ida program. I'm sure those girls do too.
Yeah.
Coach Leonard does a nice job over there. And, you know, they've had their share of success over the years. So that won't be an easy one for Blissfield, and I'm sure they're going to be well prepared to play.
That's for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. Going to come back with John Borton from the Wolverine Magazine next. And it's Around the World with Grandkids. Grandkids? My granddaughter Ayla is listening this morning, so I wanted to say hi to Ayla as she's out there in the car. And so good morning, Ayla.
There we go.